This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Demand is way up to live in smaller, outdoor-focused communities. It's through the roof, especially ones favored by the ultra-wealthy. With real estate prices hitting record highs in these places, local workers are in a bind, affording a place to live. Today, we'll focus west. Here's Will Walkie of the Mountain West News Bureau.
Brandon Whitesoul vividly remembers visiting Jackson Hole, Wyoming for the first time in 2007. He was enamored with the national parks in the area like Yellowstone and the wildlife.
We saw, 100 elk and then pronghorn and then moose. There's no place like that in the United States, really.
Whitesoul was hooked. He's a former real estate developer who was financially stable enough to retire young. In 2018, he moved to Jackson full time. Now he snowboards, mountain bikes, and explores Wyoming with his wife and son.
So it really is this beautiful utopia. It really is. It's a bubble.
And that bubble just keeps getting more expensive. Last year, the average single-family home price topped $5 million, almost double what it was in 2019. That's pricing out locals like Ariel Kazunas, who works for a nonprofit. She says there's new construction all over her neighborhood.
A lot of homes are just getting straight up demolished to make room for bigger homes that are selling for a lot more than anyone I know can afford.
Last year, out of nearly 200 single-family homes that sold in Jackson Hole, only two were under $1 million. Kazunas says some friends, even doctors and lawyers, are moving away. She's thinking about it too.
It sits wrong that, like, just because I don't have millions of dollars, I shouldn't get to live where I want to live.
And Jackson isn't alone. Lake Tahoe in California and Nevada and parts of Park City, Utah also saw prices reach records last year. In Colorado mountain towns, a recent survey showed that 31% of long-term renters say they have severe difficulties finding a place to live. Dan Dockray is a realtor in Telluride and says the pandemic prompted wealthy people to go hunting for homes in the mountains.
People were locked down and they kind of said, what am I doing with my life and these things? And they said, part of that is I want to prioritize lifestyle.
Doc Ray was expecting fewer buyers last year because of things like rising interest rates. He was wrong. And now he expects prices to keep rising.
I think we're going to see demand become stronger by summer as people realize we're either in a recession or we're not.
In the meantime, towns are looking for new ways to keep their local workforce. That includes down payment assistance programs and allowing for denser neighborhoods. The question is, will that be enough when there's still so many wealthy people who want their own personal paradise in the mountains, no matter the cost? I'm Will Walkie for Marketplace.